Canes will host Wake Forest in their final home game at noon on Saturday. Looking forward to that one, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Yeah, couldn't wait to see what it looked like, although really doesn't matter because we've still got two more regular season weeks and then the one and two, and most of these conferences will play each other. And then it gets interesting, especially if you lose those conference games. So I thought it was interesting to make up, Woody. I don't know if you actually took any extra time besides, as you said, University of Miami is in the eighth spot right now. And if they win, ACC would get the bye week. So it looks like the SEC has, what did I see? SEC and the Big Ten have like nine teams between them in this thing. It's crazy, right? Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, and Indiana all happen to be Big Ten teams. Those are four of the top five. And then the rest of them look like Texas and Bama and Ole Miss and Georgia. And Tennessee. I forgot Tennessee's in at 11. I knew I was missing one of the teams. But, hey, man, all you can worry about right now, like the noise for me, I'm done. I just win this game is all you can do. There's no reason to bring up Syracuse. Just show up, scream, have fun, go to the tailgate, and go watch the game. And they just need to get a nice, solid win and feel really, really good about themselves jumping on an airplane for that game, indoor game up in Syracuse following week. And then it gets real fun to sit around here and talk about that situation. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff. So that game, by the way, University of Miami, Wake Forest, 12 o'clock this Saturday. Hard Rock's got two big games because all of a sudden every game's important for the Miami Dolphins, who have dug a serious, Calais Campbell said this, a big asshole that we have right now that we got to dig our way out of. And so this is where you are, but you got to beat up on the Patriots. You got to beat up on the Jets. You've got them twice. God only knows who's going to be starting. But I got to be honest with you. I hope Aaron Rodgers is a starter down here. I hope in a couple weeks after that Green Bay game, that the Dolphins get a chance to see Aaron Rodgers. I want to see that show up close. I do. Because it has been one ugly show so far. Isn't that amazing of all the teams? You know every year there's going to be a couple stories of teams either play really well, like right now everybody's talking about the Chargers and what a great story that's been and what Harbaugh's done. Pittsburgh's another great story. And a lot of people say Mike Tomlin's the coach of the year And so all that stuff's taking place. And then on the other side of that, the teams that have really disappointed, and the Jets, the Cowboys are on that, although they've lost their quarterback as well, and he's not coming back, and they look terrible on both sides of the football, look real bad. So the Dolphins with everything, and honestly, when they were 2-6, till I noticed how bad a lot of teams are on their schedule, and they get to stay away from all the big boys. Last year, they didn't get any favors, man. Not that you care. But Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City was not a good way to close it out for the Miami Dolphins. They obviously lost all three of those games. But you got to win all the games you're supposed to. And I understand, because I just got it in the hall. Somebody in the FM said, I just heard you. You're kidding, right? Every year this team breaks our heart. Every year. And by the way, it won't even be one of the big games. It'll be one of the games you said is a guaranteed win or that they should beat will be the one. So there's just no confidence in the team. We have a lot of fans going, all right, we'll see, Joe, but it's a long shot, man. You went 2-6. You are digging your way out of a serious, serious hole. Well, you win this game, you're 5-6. Now it doesn't look so crazy. The thing I can't control, you can't control. You can keep winning, but if Denver keeps winning, they've got Vegas this week at Las Vegas, the Raiders, and I don't know. They should win the game, but who knows, right? Who knows? We'll have some upsets and the spreads. These aren't college football spreads that they throw out, by the way. The NFL spreads. The Dolphins are 7.5-point favorite against the Patriots, who now will play are now playing their rookie quarterback. And by the way, he looks pretty good. I don't think May looks that bad. I think he's been pretty good. Not as good as guy in Denver, and not as good as a guy in Washington. No question about that. None at all. So, Woody, I talked about this earlier this morning. We have a lot of stuff going on here. But isn't it funny, I was just talking about this whole thing, and I find out the 76ers, after their loss to the Miami Heat, and they look bad again, they had a team meeting. They had one of those team meetings, which most of the time I don't think anything gets accomplished in a team meeting. I don't. Especially when you're really bad, I don't think much of them. I think it has more to do with who you're playing and are you going to play better or not. So they're going around the room and everybody's giving their take on, man, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. And you can kind of call, you know, as long as you're respectful and not want to say something that's going to get somebody up that's going to fight you. But you very seldom see this. Joel Embiid, who does not look very good, if you've watched him, he looked bad at the end of the playoffs. I thought he looked horrible in the Olympics, and he looks bad right now. Tyrese Maxey, who is the best player on that team, who's got a hamstring injury, so he hasn't been playing. He gets up and calls out Joel Embiid in that team meeting, which, by the way, somebody leaked out to the media right away, which is not a good sign either. You're late for everything, man. Why can't you be on time like everybody else? You're late for everything. How about that? For the life of me, I don't understand why guys can't be on time. And I get it. It's not bad players that are late, because bad players or average players get cut or traded, moved right away. Teams will put up with more tardiness when you're really good. That's just the way it is. By the way, I think it's probably been like that for a long, long time. But this guy got up and I was like, I'm going to go out and buy a Maxi jersey now for the holidays. I'm going to buy one and wear it around just because a great player called another player that's been a great player, call him out for being late for everything. Everything we do as a team, you're always the guy that comes in late. It's funny. If you were to ask, like, when coaches come on, give me what your rules are. Be on time.
That shouldn't just be sport. That's like everything, though. All of us going to work today, we can't be late.
No, we can't because there's nobody else. It'd be dead air. But
but no, like everyone going into work this morning has got something. They got appointments. Like, they got stuff. Like,
but I gotta tell you, Woody, in fairness. We have salespeople that are really good that don't always show up on Tuesday and Thursday unless the general manager shows up, and then the ass-kissing part, they have to show up. But they don't come. They don't show up all the time. You think they show up all the time? They're going, look at the numbers and look what the amount of money I'm generating. And by the way, if you don't like it, I'll take it next door to our competition that owns a bunch of radio stations here. They would love to have me. You're right. If you can't make it today, don't worry about it. Same thing, right, Woody? They know they're really good, the top four or five. Now it's not all of them. Todd's got time. He doesn't come in. Not to throw Todd under the bus, but Todd calls him. They call him, and he goes, I'm not coming in today. Trust me, I'm getting more done at the house than being in there.
Yeah, but, like, again, that he, you know, I'll call him toxic, but, you know, that it basically—
He's not toxic. He's a producer, a big producer.
Yeah, but that affects everyone else, though, right? Doesn't it affect the entire team when you have that one or two, you know, the guys on the top that are
so
culture killers? Like, that's never good, and I think that's the problem that the Sixers are having right now, right?
Well, that's a
bad—
You got
a few guys at the top that are—
If you're not very good—
They're trickling down, and it's just a disaster. Like, you can't have—the guys at the top have to set the example, right? They—
Yes.
—got to set the tone. So you can't have your best guys doing this stuff. And someone texted in, I don't know what you think, but someone said they think Jimmy Butler would be that guy that shows up late to everything. So, and I don't know. I have no idea.
You do know, but Jimmy's got special rules for him, though. We know that. He doesn't stay at hotels.
I know.
Unless he's staying this year.
And it seems like the Heat are not that kind of organization that would let a guy push him around. But
So that, I don't know when it changed from Riley to Spo said, "Hey, listen, there's going to be some things that you're not going to like, but we're going to let it go." Now, I don't know. Maybe Jimmy's been called out about, like, why has everybody else got to stay in that nice ass 5-star hotel? It's not like Pat Riley stays in crappy hotels. They always stay in nice places. And he goes, "Nah, I like to stay, you know, I don't know. Maybe Jimmy's Butler stopped doing that. Maybe he doesn't do that anymore."
I just noticed it during their playoff runs that he was, and he posts his stuff. Like, he doesn't even hide it. Like, it's not like he's out there hiding it. And look, he went to the mall the other day and he didn't play. You know, he's walking around the mall. He doesn't play. I mean, is that a bad look? Absolutely.
So can I give you,
like, you're not playing for charity.
Can I give you the good look?
Getting paid $500,000 a game.
So the team says, "We felt he needed back-to-back games off." He shows up, and that's the best he's looked in the next game. By the way, I could have written that script because I thought it was going to happen too. He has 30 points. He looks fresh. He's got bounce in his legs, and you're going, wow. And the team's praising. Look at Jimmy Butler, and you and I are going, he had 4 games off. He should be fresh. Said he was even a little gassed at the end of the game. But would he? I don't like it personally because, and I get, not everybody's the best player. But if you don't think best players, not all of them in today's world, take advantage of it, and they're like, "Hey, don't worry about him. He's going to be one of the best players on Sunday, or he's going to be the best guy on our team, and he's going to be the guy that leads us," then I just think teams are willing, whether they give him a little fine and don't say anything about it, I just don't think they – I think a lot of these teams, they don't do anything about it. Do you?
Which is no, and it's kind of a shame. Like, you look at the Sixers, and the Sixers have been incredibly disappointing, right? I mean,
they spent
so much time with Embiid.
That's
remember
why
the
it
process,
doesn't work.
All that nonsense.
But to your point, that's why it doesn't work. Joel Embiid has been crap.
He has?
He can't. He doesn't even get double doubles anymore. He can't play very well. He's not very good.
If he's not healthy. He's not healthy, right? I mean, that's another discussion.
But that doesn't mean you still got to be late for stuff. They don't know when he's playing and not playing and showing up. He's just running his own show.
I think that's happening a lot in the NBA, unfortunately. You know, which is why I think fans get a little, you know, tired of the regular season NBA product.
It's amazing, and I have people tell me, "Dude, like, you're making way too much. Who cares? All we care about is how our team plays when the game's..."
That's true, too, though. But here's the thing, though, Joe. That's usually happening on bad teams. Right? I don't think... If I had to guess, I would guess at the Kansas City Chiefs, that Patrick Mahomes is always on time, and that trickles down.
Oh, I agree. Kelce,
like those
Chris
guys,
Jones,
I'm guessing, set
guys.
The tone for that
yes.
team.
Yes, I agree. They got one way to do it. They're about winning.
And I know that those guys are like elite, you know, top elite players, but still, like, you have guys like that, and they set the example.
So you have that, and then you have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, you have Aaron Rodgers. Like, what kind
show.
Of example is that he sets?
And he sits and talks about all the rules that he learned when he was at Green Bay, and I'm like,
yeah.
You're toxic. What do you, and you know, McAfee and those guys are, you know, "Oh, that's so good. Oh my God, and he doesn't realize that he's part of the problem.
You said earlier that he wanted to be like Brady, right? Remember Brady was out playing in parks and stuff when he wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, he's
so
getting in trouble because he wanted to throw with his guys. Yeah, yeah, that kind of
Aaron Rodgers goes on vacation when it's mandatory to be there. That's the kind of guy that he is, you know, and you. Can't, that's why it's funny when you talk about him and Brady, you try to compare, and it's like, no, like, they have nothing in common.
No. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah, of course he is.
He's put up.
I'm sure, yeah. No, he will. It's fine.
But he's not going to be happy the way this thing ends. The other question is, somebody pick him up if they let him go? There's still teams looking for quarterbacks. Or is everybody going, "Oh, no, I just saw what you did to the Jets. We're going to pass on you." You go find yourself, man, under a rock in a tunnel somewhere, man, that dark room or something. We're going to pass on you there. You know, it's funny. That dude grew up in a small-ass town. Like, you would just think he would be more friggin' grounded or something. He's a weird dude.
I know, man. That bummed you out when you guys try.
I turn him off. I turn him off when he comes on. Because the stuff he talks about, I go, nobody's going to call him a fraud, but, like, you're sitting there saying things shouldn't leak out, but you're sitting there talking about things with the team.
He's done everything wrong over there, man. And now they got to deal
something
with the consequences, right? Because they got
to
fire everyone. They got his guys, you know, littered all over that offense.
I would love to see him get benched and then see if he still goes on that McAfee show.
Hey, let's see what Davante Adams has to say then. He's going to force his way out of there, too.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? If this thing doesn't work and Davante goes, I came here for this.
How bummed out is that guy? You got to know him a little from that receiver show.
Oh, no, Davante, we're keeping your ass. We just got to get somebody else in here. But no. You're stuck here. You were now part of the Woody Johnson New York Jets. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. And I want to tell you about the main man. We're going to see him tonight, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. He is ready to take good care. Are you ready to sell your company? Is that something you've been thinking about selling your company? Because the main man has lots of buyers. See, a lot of people have moved to South Florida, and they're calling the main man to say, soon as you find that company, this is what I'm looking for. Doesn't matter what size it is. Doesn't matter how specialized it is. The question I'm asking everybody out there that owns their own company, is it time to sell? Is it something you've been thinking about? Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of your employees? That's got to be top there on the list. Are you just tired of being tired where you come home and complain to the wife at night going, I got it. It's time, honey. We've been doing this a long time. I don't want to turn this into any of our kids. They don't work like I do. I'm done. If you think you're at that point, pick up the phone and call the main man, Anthony Caliendo, at 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Speak to Anthony. He can flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way. And by the way, the other thing that most owners of companies and businesses don't know, what is my company and business worth? Well, the main man offers free, no obligation business valuation. Call him and find out today. It's a $2,500 value to that. He'll sit down for free, take a look at everything, go over it with you, come up with a price, and let's get that thing sold, man. That's what he's all about, with money you're happy with. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online to themainman.com. If you're thinking about it, it's time to pick that phone up. Learn more, because you're going to love this big personality and this closer, better known as the main man, Anthony Caliendo.
All right, let's get you your weather report here, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 78 degrees. Going to cool down a little bit here after today. It was supposed to be, my sources tell me when the cold front is coming in there, Joe.
You should say your weather resources are telling you that.
My sources, yeah. And we got heat tickets to give away at some point today, too. That I do know.
What game? Still same game?
Raptors.
Toronto? Okay. Take them. Nobody complained about going to basketball games. By the way, I have noticed they haven't been offering any hockey tickets.
Sold out.
Gonna be a little harder to get around here, aren't they? The old freebies are.
How's that going for you?
I've been busy with football, so I haven't had a chance to do the other stuff.
Why are you gotta talk about Dolphins tickets? Are you
doing? No, I'm having trouble. I need some. Nat, if you're out there, I need a couple. Really appreciate it if you can do that for me. Help me out there, brother.
You need parking, too?
Yeah, sure. That would go. Yeah. The little blue pass would be nice, too. Actually, the black parking spot's even better.
You ever give people tickets, they ask you for parking?
All the time.
Yeah. You'd think they'd go online and, like, buy it, right? I mean,
No. It's fine. Listen, I understand. I'm not upset. No, I don't, listen, I'm serious. It doesn't bother me. So,
yeah.
What'd you think when I told you the before we were talking about being late? It pisses me off, but a lot of people it doesn't bother. And by the way, it really, really bothers me. When I hear somebody will go, yeah, it's true, this guy's always late a lot. And I go, yep, he fits that description. And they go, well, what do you mean by that? He's really good. And they don't worry about him on Sunday or whenever the basketball game or whenever the – I don't think hockey guys don't seem to worry about the – by the way, I'm guessing the Marlins players are on time too, because those guys are all trying to make it. They don't have it. But speaking of that
– like, because they're all bad?
Well, they're just – look at if you
– they're all fringe major league players, so they can't be late.
But yeah, look at – you ever hear about guys like, yeah, he was a good player but not a great player. Boy, he's late all the time.
I don't know, man.
Teams
I'd
don't
have
tolerate
trouble.
That. That guy's the guy they make an example of.
Yeah, I'd have a lot of trouble naming you a handful of players on the Marlins right now.
You think any of those guys are late?
I'm
guessing no.
I don't know. We wouldn't hear about it if they were.
And I will tell you this, man. When they had that good team, Miguel Cabrera, I mean, it was legendary how bad he was. It was to the point that they had to try to figure out how to, like, act like they didn't see him come in late while the whole team's got their uniform on and going out to warm up. You know, they break up into groups for batting practice and chasing fly balls and shagging fly balls and stretching. Those are things they do, and so you do it with groups. They have groups set up that you – and they'd be laughing. They'd be stretching before they get going and go, still not here. They go, yeah, he's in our group, but he very seldom makes it. And it was just kind of like he's really good, so you didn't want to say anything. Well, you're going to take him out of the lineup. Coach's job's to win games. He gives you the best chance to win. And that guy, you know, there's been a handful of guys that have played in baseball that can literally get up in the morning, haven't had a bat in their hand in like 9 months, and go out and get three hits in a major league game. And Miguel Cabrera was one of those guys. Manny Ramirez was one of those guys. Manny being Manny. Great hitter. But,
This is a good text here, by the way. 352 says, being late means my time is more important than yours.
Correct. That's the old school.
Yeah.
No, that's...
Well, that's any school.
No. That would be... again.
You don't want to leave people waiting, man. You're supposed to be somewhere.
Our best
Never
players...
a nice thing to do.
Our best players, I'm not saying they were perfect all the time, but they showed up on time. First of all...
I believe a team that their top guys don't do stuff like that, I believe you have a culture issue.
I really do. By the way, I agree. I don't disagree. If you're letting the same guy get away with it and everybody else sees it, now the first thing they're saying, well, he's the best player on the team or one of the best players on the team. So I guess he can, it's okay. And a lot of guys accept it. It doesn't bother everybody. But you know who it bothers? Let me tell you who it bothers. It bothers the other good players. That's who it bothers. Like that thing with Maxey didn't surprise me with Embiid. Because what are the other guys that are like role players? Guys coming off the bench or sitting at the end of the bench. You think they're going to complain? They're not going to say anything to Joel Embiid, who's been one of the best centers in basketball. But if you're a really good young player and you're going, you know what? I think I'm your equal. Matter of fact, I think I'm better than you are now that you break down all the time. Your ass needs to show up. Like, it pisses guys off on this team. We're losing games. But I will tell you, Woody, I think a lot of teams put up with a lot of crap when you're winning. I think you don't want to buck the system. You want to call somebody out that might like get him upset or, you know. And by the way, if you're going to be late and it's not all the time, it's going to happen. All you got to do is call. Say, hey, guys, I'm going to be a little bit late. Flat tire. By the way, always go with the flat tire. Flat tire's a classic.
It's a good excuse.
Hey, got a flat tire over here. It can take me a second.
Well, you tell you got to wait for AAA. Who's changing tires out
I
there,
can't,
Joe? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's a dangerous place out there if you can do it.
That is a good excuse, though. What else do you go with? What are good excuses out there people are using
traffic
these days? Oh, yeah.
I will tell you, most companies don't want to hear, but if you're down here, oh, I don't want to hear about traffic. What, is it any different any other day? Like, you got to know, Turnpike in 95 fills up quickly. Everybody kind of knows the routine from Broward to Dade and Dade to Broward. That doesn't change. Woody, we've got Pete Prisco going to join us in a couple of minutes, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. We got a lot of stuff.
I'm guessing he's not a big late guy. He strikes me as a bit of an old school type of guy, right?
We'll ask him. We'll ask him. We've got a lot of NFL stuff going on. My God, including that group of teams that we were talking about. And some coaches and the Belichick stuff, and Belichick's name's now tied in with Dallas and Jacksonville. I don't know if it's going to happen, and all the other stuff. So we'll talk to Pete Prisco when we come back. We'll have that for you. But before we do, like I tell Pete Prisco for that beautiful wife of his, and I tell everybody else, and Bo and Goldie, Get out there to Beverly's Jewelers. Jeff's been waiting for you, man. Don't do it at the last second like I do it. That's probably never going to change. Because I always mean to go to Beverly's Jewelers earlier. Jeff and Amanda and the whole family out there ready to take really good care of you. Whatever you need for the holiday season, they have a huge selection of earth-grown and lab-grown certified diamonds backed by their low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, and jewelry for every style and occasion you need. Save big with discounts of up to 50 to 70% off select items, or craft a piece that is truly one of a kind with their state-of-the-art design studio that they also have. With interest-free financing and free gift wrapping, Beverly's makes holiday shopping even easier. And by the way, they'll be extending those hours soon. Need extra cash? Bring in your old gold and jewelry. They'll buy it on the spot with no hassle. I trust Beverly's and have, by the way, for more than 30 years. That's right. My wife's diamond engagement ring, I got the first one there, second one there. I know it's a long story. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom or shop online at bevjewelers.com. This holiday season, discover why Beverly's is really where South Florida gets to get engaged. Check it out.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Let's go right to the pride of Coral Springs High School in Broward County. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. Pete, good morning, man. How you been?
Good, Joe. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. So I'm really on this, and I'm getting blasted by Dolphin fans because I'm calling myself 7-seed Joe now. Because they're 4-6, they got the Patriots, they got the Jets twice, they've got the Browns, they got a couple of tough ones, 49ers at home, Houston on the road, and Green Bay obviously on Thanksgiving night. I just think they still got a chance. That door for the 7-seed is not shut, but we need Denver to come back to the pack. So what's your thought before we get going on, am I just out of it, or what do you think?
No, they're still alive, Joe. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. They got to win probably, you know, they can afford to lose maybe one more, and that's it.
Right.
And so, you know, navigating through that schedule is going to be tough. And so, yeah, because they get three tough games, and so you get that means you can't go 1-2 in those games. You got to win two of them.
Yes.
And that's going to be – and you can't blow another one. So that's going to be the challenge. But, you know, the Broncos, you know, you look at their schedule. At the Raiders, that's never an easy game. Browns is an easy game. Colts is at home. That's a relatively easy game. Then they got at the Chargers, at the Bengals, home against the Chiefs to close it out. So, I mean, it's not like they got a tough end of the season. That's going to be a problem for them. So, yeah, it's possible. And the Dolphins are playing well. Tua's playing well. So it's entirely possible. But, you know, maybe if they had –
Yeah, I'd like to have one of those two back, either against Arizona or figure a way to beat that Buffalo in that tight ball game would have made a big difference. All right, so, boy, I'll tell you what, this Jets thing, it just now Joe Douglas joins Robert Saleh as far as unemployed. That thing is a mess. I don't know if those reports are true that Aaron Rodgers, the owner, wanted Aaron Rodgers benched. I don't know if I buy that or not, but – What's your take on what has happened and how bad this thing's gotten in New York with the Jets?
Well, it starts by giving way too much power and influence to the quarterback to start. I mean, you went and got him. He went and brought all his buddies in, and none of them could run. None of them could play. It didn't work. He had the friction with the head coach. And so that started it. When you have an owner that reportedly is, you know, influencing decisions, that's never a good thing. So you get rid of – you go get Devontae Adams, supposedly liven up the offense, didn't work.
No.
Didn't work at all. You know, you put your intern – you put your defensive coordinator in as the interim coach, and the defense stinks now suddenly, which has been a calling card for him. So it's just a mess. It really is. And, you know, Joe Douglas had six games left on that contract. You kind of embarrassed him by doing it in the middle of the season. He was going to go. But what does that accomplish? It gets on, what do? You get on with it? Get on the search committee? I mean, it really doesn't accomplish anything.
You know what I took that as? He did one for the fans and the media. I think he just wanted to show everybody. I really do. Like, these guys are bad. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. They're gone and the whole thing from there. By the way, do you think teams listen to the media and listen to the fan base and what people are saying?
No, because if that were the case in Jacksonville, they would have blown them all out already, and it hasn't happened. I mean, you know, the fan base is just calling for them all to be fired, and the media is calling for them all to be fired, and he hasn't done a thing. So I don't. I think, you know, they do it on their own timetable. They do what makes them look good. And they, you know, look, for example, I'll tell you, season ticket renewal letters go out in 2 weeks in Jacksonville, and they got to make people have to make a decision by the end of December whether they're going to renew. Or not, you know, if you already have a season ticket, that is. And so I think, you know, you would think firing the coach and the general manager would amp up the optimism around there, maybe help ticket sales. But here you are on a bye week after getting blasted last week by Detroit, and he hasn't made a move. So I don't think they do. And quite frankly, nor should they.
Hey Pete, so as Belichick's name keeps getting mentioned with Dallas and Jacksonville, do you see that, either one of them, happening?
Well, I'll tell you where the Jacksonville stuff emanates from. It's definitely from the owner's son, Tony Khan has a strong, you know, affinity for him and has spent time around him. And I think that's where that comes from. But he's 72. I mean, look, I'm, as an old fart in this business, I'm not going to sit here and say he can't do it. But in that situation, does because you know why he wants to come back. He wants to break Shula's record. So if he comes back, is that a situation that you want in Jacksonville, A? And B, who's going to work with him when if he doesn't have football power? Because that's going to be a disaster. And giving him football power is even more of a disaster. Because you saw what happened to the Patriots roster with Bill Belichick, you know, picking the players. It was Bill Belichick, head coach, got fired because Bill Belichick, general manager, couldn't pick players. And so if he's not going to have that power in the building, who's he going to work with to make it work? And so I think that's the problem there. In Dallas, it would make more sense because, but again, Jerry thinks he's the de facto general manager, and how would that work out? So I think there's a lot of things at play. Age being one of them, because I don't think he's in the process of going through a rebuild. He wants to come back and get Shula's record.
Right. Hey, getting back to Aaron Rodgers, one other thing we've been talking about, I was going to ask you. You think Aaron Rodgers is, number one, back with the Jets next year? They just realized this is not good. He's out. And then the second part of that is anybody else? There's still a shortage of quarterbacks out there. Take a shot on Aaron Rodgers, or has he just become too much of a pain in the ass?
Well, I think he's done with the Jets. I think that ship has sailed. They got to move in a different direction. It just call it what it is. It was an abject failure. It was an F. You grade it, you give it an F. So they got to move on from him. He's probably going to move on from there anyways. But here's the thing with him. It seems like the fire's gone. You know, he doesn't look like he loves it anymore. And if that happens, it's time to go. And sometimes guys just go off the cliff. The injuries have taken their toll on him. He doesn't look like the same player. He doesn't move the way he used to. He doesn't look excited about it. It just doesn't look good. And when it gets to that point, you know, it's time to go. He told me, I remember standing in his locker room, he told me, you know, 40's the new 30 for NFL quarterbacks. And well, he's 40, but he isn't playing like he's 30. No. I can tell you that. So I think it's done. I do. I think it's done.
I just think, I don't know, and I don't know this for sure, I think Aaron Rodgers wants to be so badly be in the Tom Brady class of, like, I left one team and won a championship in another, and I think that he thought that Jets thing was going to be so perfect. And he got Brett Favre on it, man. It's just not working.
No, it isn't. And then if you say, like, okay, next year, if you want to go to a team that you think is close and needs a quarterback, where is that? You know what I mean? Like, where would that be? You look around, you know, it's none of the Florida teams. I mean, I just don't see where there's an opportunity for him. And that the Raiders, that's not a good team. And you know, they're going to be looking for a quarterback. And you know, Tom Brady probably making that decision when he leaves.
Oh, that's hilarious, by the way. We find out Tom Brady says no to Aaron Rodgers being a quarterback would be.
Could you imagine that?
Oh, that's
great. But if you're the Raiders, you're not. If you're Rodgers, you don't think the Raiders are close. So you know, I don't think you do that. So I think the hard part will be finding him a spot. You know. Minnesota, what if Darnold leaves? But they got, you know, the kid. They want the kid to play, J.J. McCarthy. So where is a spot for him? That's the question.
Yeah. Hey, so we've been talking a lot about the Dolphins. No matter what happens this year, they got to do something with the quarterback. They can't get caught, again, not having a prepared backup quarterback to keep things going so they don't go through what just happened for four games when Tua was gone. You see it as a drafted guy? Because you're not going to get probably one of the highest picks in the first couple of guys. I don't know how strong the quarterback class is, but you start looking at a veteran. I threw out Daniel Jones, who has got to start looking at maybe being a backup quarterback in this. What do you think the Dolphins would do most likely? Draft a guy to develop him and be the backup, or get one of these veteran guys that's played a lot that hasn't had consistent success?
I would get a veteran guy. I mean, Daniel Jones, somebody like that would make a lot of sense. I just think, because look, if you're playing that guy more, whoever it is, if you're playing him more than three or four games, you're done anyways. But if you're a veteran quarterback, at least you can go in and operate the system. By the way, I thought Mike McDaniel failed with those backup quarterbacks. He tried to fit them into what he did instead of building it around them for a week or two. And so I think that was a problem as well. But he wasn't prepared for it. They weren't prepared for it, and I don't think they did a good job handling it. So why not get a veteran to bring him in there and let him, you know, don't go pay him a boatload of money, but veteran minimum, bring him in, let him, you know, be the backup and be good guy in the room. You want to have a good guy in the room too. You know that's important when the quarterback room. You have to have a good guy in there, and so I think yeah, they got to handle that better because there might be a situation where Tua goes out again, and he can't be that bad on offense when he does go out.
Yes, we all agree with that one for sure. So this MVP race has been kind of fun, especially after watching Buffalo and Kansas City. My God, another entertaining game when those two play. Who'd be your MVP right now as we start to down to the second half of the season?
I think it's between Allen and Lamar Jackson right now. And Jared Goff is in that as well. I think those are the three. I think it's the two at the top, I think, are neck and neck. And you know, what Josh Allen has done this year is he's changed the way he plays. And you guys saw it firsthand. You know, he used to be reckless, wild. You know, you had to tame him a little bit, and they've tamed him. And he's better. And he's a better quarterback now. He's a much better quarterback than he's been, and he's always been dynamic. But, you know, but he's still capable of making the play with his legs when he has to, and still capable of throwing the ball down the field. You haven't seen the best of that Bills team yet, by the way. You know, once they got Cooper, he went out for two games, and then when he came back, you know, Coleman and Kincaid route.
Right.
So when they're all in the field together, that's going to be a tough offense to stop. And defensively, they don't get the due they deserve. That group, you know, you talk about cornerbacks in this league. Everybody talks about cornerback groupings. The Douglas, Benford, Taron Johnson grouping is one of the most, if not the most underrated group in the league. And Sean McDermott does a great job. Bobby Babbage has done a great job with that defense. They don't get the credit they deserve. That's a good team. I picked them before the season to win the Super Bowl, and I still think they're going to.
That's
going to
be an interesting one. A lot of it probably has to do with home field for them. But, you know, the Lamar Jackson thing, my God, you know, he might throw 35, 36, 37 touchdown passes. And he's going to have damn near 1,000. I know he slowed down over the last few weeks, but he's going to have close to 1,000 yards rushing again on top of it. It's just something we're not used to seeing, except this guy, when he does it, and still running really, really well. Hey, they got some heat last week in that loss to Pittsburgh. The big horse didn't touch the ball late. Mistake? Not letting that happen or not being on the field in the fourth?
Yeah, but you're also taking the ball out of the – I mean, I didn't like the play call where they ran – you know, they ran on the two-point play where they ran Lamar Jackson to the left. I mean, he limited what he could do there. I didn't like that play call at all. You had all the action going to the right and ran him back to the left, which was bad. But it's hard for me to find fault with any time you have Lamar Jackson with the ball in his hands giving him a two-way go. I just wouldn't have gone that way. I would have gone the other way. So, no, I don't have a problem with it, but – The concern was is that they didn't play well on offense. He didn't play well. Lamar Jackson didn't play well. And they had gone into that game not playing well on defense.
Right.
So, and here's the thing. You know, you talk about Lamar's numbers. They play the Chargers this week. If the out in L.A., if the Chargers beat them, they're 6-5. And we're talking about MVP for a 6-5 team. I don't know necessarily
no,
that's
a good point.
Case.
That's a good one because wins are going to have to be into play here as well. So before I let you go, you weren't huge. I think you're trying to be somewhat nice to me on my 7-seed, Joe. I didn't buy that you were completely buying that
they're
take.
They're not dead, though. No, they're not dead, though. I mean, look.
They're not dead. All right.
They're not dead. I mean, and again, it's possible, but unlikely. It's definitely unlikely. I'll tell you the team that Miami and Cincinnati are the two teams that none of the playoff teams would want to get in. I'll be honest with you. I don't think, you know, the way the Dolphins have played on defense in recent weeks, that's impressive, too.
Anthony Weaver, man, has done a great job, boy, with what he has, and they play great as a group. I don't think they have a lot of star power. But as a group, they play really, really well, to your point.
And
I totally Calais agree.
Campbell has proven to be everything they thought he would be. And
you
more.
Said it. You told me he was. He's 38. He acts like he's 25. He's the MVP of the team.
Don't you remember when we were there and Omar was – and I went to Omar and I said, Omar, he's going – he was criticizing for his practices and he's not implying that he didn't have it anymore. And I go, Omar, it's a veteran taking a veteran day. Give him a break. And I go, you watch when the putt – when the helmet goes on and it's time to play for real, he'll be good. He's been great.
Don't worry, Omar's all over that bandwagon. The other day, oh my God, we did Calais Campbell Day. He's changed that tune. Don't you worry about old Omar there, Pete. He's come around.
Omar's got to listen to me more often, doesn't he?
Oh, that'll get him going this morning. He'll be texting back there like, I wish Pete wouldn't have said that. Thanks, Pete.
You got it.
Appreciate it. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He got a shot in on Omar. That is. Omar strikes again. It's amazing. Omar gets to everybody. Baptist Health South Florida. I hope you don't have to go to Baptist Health South Florida and one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I hope you stay healthy. But bottom line is, if you're competitive and you're active in team sports or individual sports or just conditioning, you're going to get hurt. And it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. That thing Baptist Health South Florida has put together is unbelievable. Well, where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They all belong to the Baptist Health team, team doctors. And it's all about, for me, not only great team doctors, but the top specialists that they have for any kind of knee problem you have or shoulder or foot and ankle, or hand, back, hip and knee replacement, even Achilles. All these specialists that they brought into this team make it for Dade and Broward and Palm Beach County. We got you, man. We got you with the best in the business. You don't have to go somewhere else to see the best. They're here right now with three great locations. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock, right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.